¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Summer Sessions. I think this is episode 64. I'm going to do my Googles, but I think this is episode 64. We were supposed to have a full house today. We do not know where the fuck Damien is at. I'm guessing that this nigga is asleep. That's the only thing I can come up with. This nigga had to work today. So I'm guessing he's asleep. If he joins us, cool. If not, whatever. You know to follow us at Barbershare, Scott, at Flows, and Delaney, at Pavy World. Keep streaming Soft Lips, man. We almost hit 100,000 for that. That would be 2 songs with 100,000 streams.
Video coming
very, very soon. Look out for that. It's a whole little picture. You know what I'm saying? This nigga on the set,
picture.
Dressed up like Ricky Ricardo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a lot of vibes. So check that out. Pavy World. Pavverbs.com. I bet. I almost said the wrong website. Sopranos will be out sometime this week. It is recorded. It'll be out sometime this week. Blame this. The nigga who's editing it is on air right now. As he's looking at his phone, not paying attention to what I'm saying. But it'll be out sometime this week.
What are y'all doing? Just like recapping the whole,
The series for the Patreon. We finished season 3 a couple days ago. So he just got edited.
Like you had to go back and watch the whole season?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that sucks.
No, I mean, not really. Right, watching is the easy part.
And it like 10 hours worth of film?
Nigga, it's way more than that. 10 hours is one season, nigga.
Yeah, I'm saying. Each season is like 10 hours worth
of film. Yeah, about 12 episodes or shit like that. But you just watch an episode before you do the show. It's not bad like that. But we're going to try to make this not an episode of Hoops and Brews. I really don't have any that much on the rundown. But I do want to say, did you listen to the Migos album? What are your thoughts?
I like it. I like the Migos album. They got a couple joints on there, man.
They got a couple joints on there, but
what do you want from the Migos, though, bro? Like, what do you want?
It's not even the Migos. I think it's my beef along albums. I don't expect a lot from Migos albums to begin with. The only one that I felt like their best body of work is the First Culture.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? That one was, I believe we went to the listener party. And I was like, damn, nigga, this shit smack. Like, I mean, even at the list, you know, you can't really take listening party, opinions because it's free alcohol.
You don't want to nod your head.
Yeah, most people there are dick riders anyway. Oh, this shit's a problem because they got invited and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Never take listening party reviews seriously. When we do it, I was like, this shit is kind of decent. I'll wait till it come out. The album was fire. I think it's maybe only like one or two songs I didn't like on there. No. Culture 2. Had way too many fucking songs on there.
I like Culture 2 though. I like Culture 2 too.
I'd have a problem with it.
But it's just a streaming era, bro. You know,
and that's the question I wanted to ask. In a streaming era, how many songs have to be good for it to be considered a good album?
I mean, but people always been doing long albums though. Like I think past 96, like once you got the CDs, I think CDs could hold more than cassettes could.
Yeah, that's true, but most niggas weren't mailing it in though. I feel like now a lot of niggas weren't mailing it in. Like if you have 19 tracks, you would hope 14 of them shits are good.
I mean, I don't think these niggas think they're mailing it in.
I don't think they're mailing in. I just don't think the talent wise they're capable of
if I look at the list, I like Avalanche.
I like five joints on
it. I like Having Our Way. Straight In is one of the best songs of all time. Modern Day, Vaccine, Picasso was cool. The song with
Vaccine
is
a
cool.
Hilarious song. Let me see what I like on it.
Jane is cool. Time For Me is cool. Light It Up and I Need It. So I probably like half the album.
Avalanche is decent. Have Our Way Straightened In. That's three joints. Malibu wasn't bad either. Malibu wasn't bad. Vaccine was hilarious. The shit with Future I didn't like. Future's starting to get lazy on me. The one with Bieber was decent.
The one with Bieber was heat, bro.
It was decent.
Jane is heat.
Jane's decent.
The record with Juice is nice too.
Nah, you know I'm not fucking with that. and a joint with Pop Smoke, I like. So it's like six joints.
I like, so you don't like Need It?
I don't even remember how that shit sound. I gotta probably listen to it again.
Need It is, I mean, I thought the album was cool, bro. Like, it's like a regular Migos album, bro.
Mahomes was lazy. It was lazy. They tried to recreate Emmitt Smith. Didn't work. I'm winning, Mahomes!
I forgot about Emmitt Smith. Forgot about Emmitt Smith.
Very lazy.
B-E-L-S-S, nigga, I'm blessed. No. Fuck out of here. No.
Yeah, I like
that. I've never heard you be outwardly critical of a song in a long time, so I'm it's very pleasant to hear.
Who, me?
I'm talking about Path.
There's a song I don't like. There's a lot of songs I don't like.
I don't believe you.
I don't think it's...
No, there's a lot of songs he don't like. He just don't say it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's trash. I'm just like, I really don't like that song.
I try to remove the word trash out of my dictionary. Out of my vocabulary, but some shit do be trash. This is not trash. It's just... I don't expect that much from the Migos. My bigger question is, it's just way too many songs in there. Like, if I'm the, you know, it's funny, and y'all know you're not gonna like this because Drake's your boy. I treat Drake the same way. If Drake could give me about 7 to 8 joints on his album, I'm satisfied.
I mean, but me, that's most artists though. Like, I don't like years down the line, I'm probably, when I go back to your album, not playing the whole thing. But if I can get to at least, like, if you drop like 20 songs and I steal like 12 of them, you made a great album.
Okay, 12 out of 20 is not a bad ratio though. That's a passing grade.
Yeah, like, I probably like 12 songs.
This is 19 songs. These niggas gave me 12. I'd be like, oh, shit, these niggas bodied it.
I also really haven't dived into, like, the Migos album. Like, I haven't dived into it yet.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I played it, like, once, front to back once. Like, a lot of this shit is like, man, if I'm not in a party, I'm probably not going to listen to this shit. Like, or, you know, driving this shit, but I don't have a car, so.
I haven't done a deep dive. I'm not really walking around the house playing the Migos, like, at home.
Right. Nigga, outside of, like, you know, in the morning getting ready for the day, I don't play music in the house. Like,
I mean, I play music in the house all day. It's
I know you. I'm just past that.
I feel you.
I don't do that no more. I used to play music all motherfucking day, nigga. Like, literally just wake up, play music. When I was like hip hop 24/7.
Nah, that shit was decent. I mean, I know you don't like Larry June, but Larry June. Album was dope. I fuck with Larry June, bro. No, I like Larry June's music.
This is with no disrespect to Larry June. I just don't. To me, if when people say Larry June's better than Dom, I feel like you just 100% disrespecting Dom.
Better
I
don't disrespectful.
Because I don't think it's that big of a difference between them niggas. I'm just saying, like, Larry June says what Dom says, but with less swagger.
No, he doesn't.
He does. I believe Dom. I don't believe Larry June.
No, they talk about different things. Like, Larry June talks about, like, fucking being healthy and investing in,
nigga, Dom tell you go get juice, nigga. What are we talking about? Dom tell you get your little green juice. Dom has always been an advocate of getting your life together.
Yeah, but like Dom wasn't, like, Dom's, like, this nigga be naming his damn, like, fucking projects after smoothies and shit. Like, Dom wasn't outwardly with it.
I seen a nigga say that this nigga Larry June has a better catalog than Dom, and I was like, let's hold the fuck.
I mean,
talk.
I can see why somebody would
say that. I can't. But this, like, nigga doesn't have a yellow album in his body.
You also don't like Larry June like that though.
I can, but still, I think it's less about Larry June and more about disrespecting Dom. That's what I think it's about.
I understand why people would say that though. Like, I get it. Like, Larry got a lot of music in, like, a short period of time,
bro. A lot of it is,
bro,
not good.
No, it's all, I thoroughly enjoy all of it. Like, every time he drops a record, I dive into it for, like, a month straight.
Bro,
and I don't play shit by Larry June.
Stories, and I'm like, what is y'all niggas listening to?
This nigga be hard. G, he cold. No,
he's not, bro.
The man said, I'm about to cop the crib with the built-in fish tank. The man said...
That's hard?
The man said, chill, baby girl. We just having drinks. This is not a date. Hard, G. I feel
that's
it.
That's not hard.
That's hard, bro. I feel that's, it.
See, Dom can say that, but he would say it with way more swagger.
No. Okay, it was only one song on here where I was like, damn, you actually trying to rap like Dom. And that was Intercepted. It was like the little flow he used at the end. It was like, you really trying to rap like Dom. Also, I fuck with Larry because he puts me on in places in California I didn't know exists.
Okay, that's fine.
Exists. Like Half Moon Bay. I had no idea.
That nigga's from the Bay, though, ain't he?
Yeah. So it'd be like Bay Area places, like Half Moon Bay and stuff like that, that I didn't even know actually existed, that looked like really cool resort places that I didn't know existed.
I mean, look, man, it's a lot of niggas out here that I'm just like I'm just trying to switch it to. It's not for me. So I won't call Larry June trash. You know, I won't call him trash. I just say his. I just feel like it's more, it's less, like I said, it's more about disrespecting Dom than it is bigging up Larry June to me, in my opinion, on Twitter.
Did you hear Baby and Dirk's project?
Nigga, be 33 in 6 months.
I'm just asking a question. What you mean?
You like Lil Baby. I like Lil Baby. I can't listen to Lil Dirk for
Was cooking this nigga on this project, though.
Is Dirk still rapping with that annoying auto-tune, or he get rid of that shit?
It depends on the song.
Right, exactly. See, I can stomach Lil Baby. Now, I can stomach Dirk, too, but to both of them niggas together?
Dirk was whooping that nigga ass, though. Dirk was cooking that nigga.
Songs on the...
Too many, but Dirk was cooking that nigga. Too many.
Niggas gotta give me like a playlist. Joe, are you alive? Is there anything you want to bring to this conversation?
You know what you're about to hear.
What?
Get off my damn lawn.
bring it to the circle then.
Music sucks.
Now, do you think it sucks, or you just think just you're old and you just it's just not for you anymore?
But here's the thing. Do we have to relegate ourselves to concerts and we're just old? It just went past us. Or can we legitimately say, no, it's bad?
Okay, some stuff is legitimately bad, but some stuff you can acknowledge, like, okay, it's not bad. It's just not my age.
Nigga, I didn't like it. I didn't think it was bad. I'm like him. I didn't think it was bad. Oh, man. It's just not it. There are definitely times, like I said, it's just not me. You know what I mean? Then there's times where, like, this sucks. And it's like, Jesus? It's trash.
It's a great body.
There's nothing good about it. He tried to experiment. It was a failed experiment. You know what I'm saying? It's okay that he experiment. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, you know, he did these different genres. And I'm like, that's fine. Leave it to those people who do that. Some people
Jesus
can do that.
Is part of the reason Travis Scott was accepted, in my opinion.
Of course, but what does that mean?
I thought Yeezus was a great album, though. Like,
does that necessitate that it was good? Because
I like Yeezus.
I really like Yeezus.
But see, right now you're arguing from the fact that it influenced Travis Scott to be accepted.
Right, you can be influential and music still not be good. Like, I'll be real. I might get stoned for this.
What?
Soulja Boy is influential. I don't think his music was ever good.
So you didn't like Turn My Swag On? You're fucking lying.
That's the difference.
Exactly. Turn My Swag On,
Gucci Bandana.
Gucci Bandana went hard. Exactly. Those two songs, Soulja Boy had no records you liked.
I didn't say Soulja Boy didn't have records. I said a great majority of his catalog, I'm straight on.
Okay,
well,
that's everybody.
Listen to him for his entire catalog, or we just listen to him for the box?
Exactly, bro. Nobody was listening to like Soulja Boy album and doing a deep dive and fucking Soulja Boy tell him.com, bro.
All of the day.
Nobody did a deep dive at SoldierBoyTelling.com.
See, this is the past I don't like we give art. Just because it's made for a certain thing don't mean it can't be bad.
It's like what we talk
Fetty
about.
Fetty Wap was terrible.
He was not. Fetty was not terrible, G. Fetty was not terrible, bro.
Let's be real.
I disagree with that, G. Fetty,
whatever the name of that song was only good because Drake was on there.
What? It was a good song.
No.
You didn't like Trap Queen?
Baby, won't you?
No, hell no.
You didn't like?
He was not good.
You didn't like Again in R&B Island?
No.
I've never heard that song.
He was versatile in the fact that he had a little singing with his rapping. It was trash, though. I look on my Spotify and there is no Fetty.
Normalize calling things trash.
Here's the thing.
There is also mid. This Migo album is mid.
Yes. Thank you. And Jessica, mid doesn't mean bad.
No, mid get the job
done. Mid does not mean bad.
I just think, I guess because they're streaming there, you all know better than me. What is this? A lot of songs equal more payout for them?
I mean, in theory, because it adds more streams. It's like you put your old songs in there. We kind of did that shit with Pavia. I'm like, we'll take songs that we had, like Soft Lips and Letters to My Ex, are old joints. We add them to the album and adds on to your streams.
Mm.
So now your album looks like that.
It's just in theory, if you add 20 songs, in theory, you're gonna get more streams than you would if you add 10 songs, because people have to listen to 20 songs. In theory,
true.
Now, will people listen to all 20 songs?
Probably not, but of course,
not everybody does that. Just the specific artist. I'm imagining somebody big enough doesn't have to, or doesn't feel the need to.
Yeah, like Cole, he put like 12 records out. Like,
you know, it's a fine line between not being serious or being too serious. Cole's on the too serious line.
Yeah,
I did like Cole's album though.
I liked it too, but there's some songs now I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I'm only playing like three of them. I really only Pressure, and what else?
Pride is the Devil.
That song.
And then Amari joint.
That's I'm to the shit. Point where I I'm to the point where I'm tired of hearing serious music. I'm tired of seeing serious movies. I'm tired of seeing everything that relates to reality.
Like, nigga, I just want fun. I just want
to
have fun.
I'm saying? Used to get on records that were so-called club records or so-called party records. Bro, that's all I care about now because I don't want to listen to that. You know what I'm saying? I was in college listening to Two Face by J. Cole. And we're talking about a very, very, very serious record. And I was listening to stuff like that consistently. I'm listening to Big Crit talking about collard greens and poverty in Mississippi.
I will say that shit was fire at the time.
Of course it was fire.
That shit was fire
but
at the time.
That it weighs on you. It gets like, I don't want to hear this no more. You know what I'm saying? But
so
I can go back
to listening. Are you turning on Kendrick Lamar?
Huh?
So are you turning on Kendrick Lamar?
Absolutely not.
No, that's my guy.
Let's not be disrespectful.
That's my guy.
Let's not be disrespectful.
At least with Damn, Kendrick proved that he can make music that's just...
And that's why Damn's my favorite Kendrick album. It's a nice balance.
It's a blend. Between your
two. Like, I just can't wake up one day.
His discography is flawless, and that's just...
I just can't wake up one day and turn on Pimp Butterfly. I think the album is flawless, but I have to be in the mood for that shit. It's too bright outside for me to be listening to that shit.
It's like Marvin Gaye, What's Going On the album. I forgot what those albums are called.
I have a take about that album, by the way.
What's Going On?
Don't really like it. Don't really like it.
Well, Marvin Gaye, that's fine. It's a classic album.
It's a civil rights ass album, dog. Like,
of course it is. But my take about it is.
And by the way, not to
shut up, nigga.
Barry Gordy don't like that album either.
Shut up. God. As I was saying, the album is a almost flawless album, and I like the way how everything literally blends into itself as an instrumentation. It's beautiful. I don't want to hear it. That's the simple of that. I just don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? It's the same as the Pimp a Butterfly. I don't really listen to it like that.
That's how
I listen to Damn all the time. You know, I listen to Damn all the time because it's like we're talking about Humble. We're talking about Element. Like, these are songs that Element ain't got nothing serious in it. You know what I'm saying? But I can listen to DNA. Yeah.
Ab, don't stunt. Act like you didn't hear Element in the club.
Like, once or twice?
You've heard it more than once or twice.
No, it's dead. You didn't hear it.
You heard Humble on the club.
You heard Humble a lot.
Yeah.
You did not hear Element. Album.
His discography, there's no one in the game who's close to his discography. He puts out another classic album, he's going to be up there.
First of all, Kendrick is like Rihanna. They're not recording music anymore, so we just got to accept that.
But why? I don't see why Kendrick wouldn't record music.
Yeah, Kendrick is married. Kendrick has got a fan. Kendrick don't give a shit. Kendrick's...
But see, Rihanna has a whole freaking makeup empire where she's making hella bread, probably more than she ever made from music. So you understand why she...
Probably.
Is Fenty makeup and lingerie clothing?
Yeah, nigga.
It's everything.
Everything.
So, you know,
she got her own stores in New York, nigga.
Jesus have mercy. So, let me look at her net worth and see how
like
much.
It's like $500 million, something like that.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Lord have mercy, she's worth $600 million.
Yeah, Rihanna had caked up.
Bro, I'm not sure she got into music because she loved music or because she was a generational music talent. That's not to say that she wasn't good. But when you're worth $600 million and climbing, why would I put music out? Kendrick's not worth anywhere near that amount. Kendrick is just, I think Kendrick, maybe, I don't know why Kendrick isn't making music right now. It could be. Hey, Kendrick's worth $75 million. A lot of money. But that's
a lot of money. Just a lot of money.
I
don't have to do shit if I'm worth $75 million.
Still.
Yeah, like I don't have to do shit if I'm worth $75 million.
But
that means I probably at least
for a person who, like, I don't care.
His grandkids, are straight.
Yeah, yeah. $75 million means I probably at the
but $600 million, bro. Her future generations are set, bro. Yeah.
So is Kendrick.
Yeah,
$75 million versus $600 million is a different.
I mean,
difference.
Obviously,
I can
but
spend
like,
70. If you gave me the option to spend $75 million, I could spend it in an hour.
Like, look at Jay-Z's money. We're gonna look at the Carters, like their royalty, nigga. Like that fat family is set. For fucking forever, nigga.
Yeah, what? Jay-Z is worth $1 billion right now. How much is Beyonce worth?
Beyonce around
like 200.
Beyonce is worth $500 million.
Goodness
gracious. She had 2 5.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Beyonce around the corner.
And so with Kendrick, he's probably Kendrick's a different dude. And I like how he operates on his own time. And maybe he's just waiting for Tour to come back. I don't know. But
yeah, Tour will probably be back.
Kendrick's
year.
Gonna put out some music, bro. Like, Kendrick is gonna drop
before the
album.
End of the year, I think. And like, I don't want to hear no Kendrick in the summer. Put that shit out like in October.
I don't want to hear Kendrick damn near ever, but
that's fine. I feel the same way about Drake. So
I don't like, I love Kendrick's first album. That's the only one that I will play at any point in time. Kendrick's first album, I'll play at any point in time. And
how would you, why would you, wow, you really want to listen to that over Damn? Bear in mind, Good Kid, Mad City is another classic album. But
yeah, but there's still songs I don't like on Good Kid, Mad City. But I think some of his best work, and also just for like as far as culture goes, I think like it's just a very LA album. But I think Good Kid with the skits and everything, the way it ties in, really just speaks like the culture.
You're just saying that because it sounds like a John Singleton movie. That's why.
Okay. There you go.
Damn, still LA as hell.
I really don't understand any dislike for Kendrick Lamar. He is.
I don't care.
I mean, some people just don't like that kind of music.
Yeah, shut up.
He's the best.
Him and I don't give a fuck, bro. I don't give a fuck. I know you can rap with.
What's that pig from freaking Looney Tunes?
What's that nigga name?
Porky
the Pig. Yeah,
it's like I don't care.
He is literally the rap artist of our generation. There's
this
nobody.
Yeah, you got your Kendrick cape on tight, boy. Don't care.
Come on now. Are you shocked? Trash.
Drake.
I will not.
There is nothing like Kendrick says that I use in my everyday life.
There's nothing Drake says. I use in my everyday life, nigga.
I have a great life, but
I'll be real. There's nothing Kendrick said.
Exactly.
There's nothing. A lot of rappers use.
I relate to myself and my friends. I don't relate to these niggas. I'm not rich. Out in front of my own mama, nigga. I'm shooting a nigga who did it. That's just different. I don't relate to Kendrick in that manner. That's cool.
Okay, look. All right, well, here's a better question. What's the rapper that you closest?
None.
To someone. None of them.
None.
I tell you, Dom Drake. Some Future lyrics. And Larry June.
I think the only person I related to at one point in time was J. Cole, and that was college. Because
J. Cole, when I was in college, and
he's
some
talking about like on the come up, these niggas talking about student loans. Yeah. Student loans, finding housing. I'm like, I relate. You know what I'm saying? Growing up in the hood, but not being really.
I'm not going to say that Drake ain't got no relatable bars.
Shut
Drake
up, nigga. How many times have you cut me off, nigga?
Hey, man. Go ahead.
As I was saying, J. Cole in the come up, he's talking about student loans, finding housing, being in the hood, but he didn't get down like that. But he had homies who got down like that. That's as simple as that. Kendrick, to an extent, was like that, being in the hood, but getting down like that, even though I feel like Kendrick shot someone at some point in time, and we'll find out years later, like Loon. But yeah, so I don't really relate to anybody. J. Cole was the closest person to me. Like, I like listening to Big Crit, but nigga, I ain't from the South, nigga, and pimping and all that. I don't relate to that. I listened to Wiz and, you know, how his mixtape rain. I ain't smoked then. I don't smoke now. So it's not a matter of relating, you know? I don't think most people relate to any of these rappers. But, and like in Drake, I don't know how you relate to Drake, nigga. You don't have that kind of money. Maybe
it ain't got to be the money, bro. It might be some shit from, like situations that you might have related to.
Yeah,
so being a lame, because that's what Drake is.
Why Drake gotta be all that?
It gotta be like, why gotta be all that,
bro?
Or what did Drake do to you?
The way Drake talks about women is just what a lame nigga would say. I'm like, you're lame.
Okay, now I will agree with that. I will.
Talk about women in lame manner.
Drake does rap like the nigga who
he's showing his emotions.
No, that's not it.
Genuine emotion.
No, right? Yeah, Drake is definitely the nigga who gets turned down and he don't take it well.
Yeah.
You know, especially with women he kicking around. Okay, you rich nigga. I'm pretty sure she can find another rich nigga. Like, a very low-tier NBA nigga. PJ Tucker make more money than this nigga.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like you.
How much is Drake worth? Now I'm curious to see what his asset value is.
He's like, bitch, I got my money. All right, cool.
Probably 300.
150 million.
She's like, all right, cool. I'm just going out with Jeff Green tomorrow. Like, and what you going to do about that? Jeff Green didn't have so many contracts.
With Jamal Murray.
And it got me Jamal Murray. It's somebody lower.
I'm gonna go out with Porzingis. Nigga.
Right, exactly. Well,
PJ Tucker is not worth more than him, but maybe he gets more yearly. At least asset value, not right now.
Okay, but you get my point.
You know, assets are different. Rappers tend to
even
buy.
Even with basketball, the lowest tier best. Like I could guarantee, like a second tier basketball player at the bottom bar if he out with Aaron Rodgers for a night.
True.
And Aaron Rodgers is the top of his class, and he out here. Need Jeff Green. Oh, you got it?
I just feel like Drake was a wear my hug at ass nigga back
then. No, 100%.
He was before he had money.
100%.
And I can't relate to that kind of lameness.
And if you talk to a lot of women will be like, oh, if Drake ain't had no money, I probably wouldn't fuck with that nigga. And that Drake is the perfect example just because you rich don't mean you're not lame.
Exactly. Well, you were pulling when you not have money, when you didn't have money?
Now, granted, like Turtle said on Entourage, who gives a fuck?
True.
Somebody, Turtle, you think you ever get any pussy if Vince wasn't with you? He's a bigger question. Do I give a fuck? So that also is too, like, I'm finna name drop Pappy name like a motherfucker when we get, I'm not even gonna lie. You know I'm that nigga manager, right? You can throw me a friend, I don't care. I don't give a shit. But
yes, Drake has bars that I can, like, that I actually relate to. Some Future bars I actually relate to.
What Future bars you relate to, nigga?
I would have to go through. One bar, because it's happened to me. When I'm in Tom Ford in the, he said, when I'm in Tom Ford in the strip club, can't let the cheap pussy get too close. That shit was hilarious because I've worn Tom Ford's in a strip club before and didn't want lap dance. I just wanted to hang out and, like, not really be involved.
Yeah, you like letting cheap pussy get close, though. We was in Atlanta.
That was a long time ago. We won't speak on those things. That was a long time ago. We will not speak on the past. I am a better man now.
I am a better man now.
But no, I say Dom, Drake, Future, and Larry June all have bars where it's like, that's funny. I relate to that. Or, like, I can say that in my everyday life.
That's good. I feel you. I mean, there's,
like,
certain
it's hella, like, Dom bars. I'm like, I fuck with that. Yeah, I relate to that. For instance, maybe I'm the one, maybe I'm the two, maybe I'm the nigga that you call when you do. Don't even trip. I got other hoes too. Maybe I ain't really even want to fuck with you. Or y'all be in the club with all them nerds. I'll be at the house with a girl on reserve. I feel that.
You said we over here watching John Havlicek and y'all trying to get in the Lock and Key. Whatever fucking place is cracking.
I'm trying to think about what line specifically from a rapper that I related to the most.
I know Feel No Ways is poetic.
Feel No Ways is a very good song.
Feel No Ways should be in the Smithsonian.
Like I said, I would never doubt Drake is a hit maker. The nigga makes incredible, incredible hits. Almost every hit is on my Spotify. Like, if you looked up Drake, like, the amount of, you know, on Spotify, I don't know. What do any of you want? Do you use streaming services?
Yeah, I really use Apple, though. Mostly.
What do you use?
I have Spotify.
You still use Tidal? It's not owned by the black man no more.
I don't give a damn. I still like Tidal Sound.
Not owned by the black man no more, brother.
I still like Tidal Sound.
I'm glad the streaming wars are over. What makes you wonder, what is it?
Streaming wars were corny.
Yeah, when is the next thing gonna be streaming?
There's still streaming war between video streaming wars.
Of course. It's like regular channels. Yeah,
exactly.
Frank Ocean ruined the streaming
become a pay service. Become a pay service? Like, will gas?
That's hilarious.
Will I just pay $20 per month to have, you know, I walk up to gas, I just slide my subscription card, and I get gas. I wonder if people would do that. On a random note, I'm not gonna say the person's name. I'm gonna tell Scott, I'm gonna put in the chat so you know who it is. One of my homies made a $30 bet that PJ Tucker would get 10 points and the Bucks would win. $30.
That nigga cleared up.
$1,500.
He cleaned up today.
$1,500.
I have an idea who that friend is, but put it.
I'm gonna put it in the chat, but I thought to myself, bro.
He cleaned up.
In the chat. Oh yeah, I knew it was him.
Bro,
he cleaned up today.
All our group chat with me, him, and a couple other homies is just about parlays and what they're doing. I was like, bro, niggas be betting $5, getting $500. And I'm like, okay, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah, my barber be doing it. The only reason I don't do it is because I don't want to taint the way that I watch sports. That's the only reason I don't do parlays and things like that.
That is true. It will affect the way that you like. I don't like the Bucks. I don't like the Bucks simply because of Giannis. I like Chris Middleton. PJ Tucker, I don't care about. Sorry, Giannis. I don't like Giannis' game at all.
Matter of fact, fuck it. Mispronounce his name. I don't give a shit. That nigga can't fucking shoot.
His game just pissed me off. The nigga's Earl Campbell, nigga, at 6'11". That's all he is, bro. And I hate it. I can't stand his game. He's a person I hate him more than I remember hate. This, I don't know the person. He's probably a great person. But there's a basketball hatred, which is not actual hatred, but just sports malice. It's definitely him. I'd hate him worse than Bron. If Bron was to go up to him in the 7-game series, Lakers versus Bucks, I would buy a LeBron jersey. I'd be like, please, LeBron, please score 50.
Nigga, where is Bane, nigga?
Giannis does have nasty.
Kill everybody.
Giannis does have nasty basketball. It's
nasty basketball, but it's
also the way they be using him, though. They be letting him do that.
Was it you or was it Scott? That was Dante. Somebody said that I agree. When he first got on the Bucks when he was young, the nigga was doing everything. He was running the point, set up the offense, and I thought he was okay at it. I think he was only averaging like 9 points that year, like 5 assists, but it looked like there was something more to his game. I was worried he wasn't going to get bigger, like on some KD type stuff.
This is random, Joe, but I have one. This is like also hilarious because I don't know who the fuck wants to spend July 4th in Detroit. But I'm trying to knock off every ballpark on my list, and I'm thinking about coming in town to Chicago and then going to Detroit.
I'm crying.
I just muted him because he just disrespected me.
I am
just disrespected me. He just disrespected me by telling me he wants to go to Detroit.
No, look, hold on. Look, the White Sox are playing in Detroit that week.
Of course they're playing Detroit.
Real quick, though.
So I can knock that off my list.
Detroit is a much better city than what it once used to be. Especially
Detroit, first of all, Detroit, the Tigers play downtown Detroit.
It's exactly, it's a much better city than what it used to be.
All I was saying, I could go there. I don't know if Joe won't come in. I'll go there, see on TV, go to the White Sox. I'm trying to knock off as many ballparks off my league as possible.
Detroit isn't bad. Detroit now isn't a terrible.
No, Detroit is not.
Listen, though. They've renovated the downtown.
Apologize right now. Apologize on national television.
They've renovated the downtown a lot. It doesn't look the same as it looked 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I'd be like, fuck out of here. Now I go to Detroit for 2 days. Fuck it.
Ain't nobody say 2 days.
Yeah, that's a long time. This is a drive in and leave out.
You're right. Yeah, exactly.
Detroit for 2 days. I fuck
go there. They're probably barbecue, have some barbecue, watch the White Sox kick the Tigers' ass again, and go home. Because I'm gonna knock off the Padres park this weekend. I'm trying to go to San Francisco by the end of summer. So I can see the Giants. I'm going into enemy territory with Mike at the end of August. See the enemy.
I think I'm gonna go to a Dodgers game this week, like Thursday.
Yeah, I'm about to say, wait till you go full capacity, which would be.
Yeah, I think
weekend.
I'm going Thursday. I just don't know who I'm taking to the game with me.
This guy. If you take somebody to a Dodgers game, they're going to be bored as shit. And the bitches you talk to, they're going to be bored as shit up in there.
The women he talks to, brother.
So where are they shooting at?
Come on. Give them more credit than that.
No, I'm not. I'm really not giving them that.
Dating some bozos, some bimbos, brother?
No. Actually, I don't know who Pappy. I just be talking shit.
Exactly.
I done met probably like two of Pappy.
When are you going to settle down?
what are we doing? Nigga, outside is open as shit.
Not any.
Oh, the streets back. Ain't no time for that. Huh?
You're right. The streets is back. It's a filthy summer on deck.
It's going to be. I wonder what the birth rate for the United States is going to be this summer. Like just across, regardless of ethnicity. I wonder how many babies are going to be born. It's got to be a lot.
Five. Probably five, bro.
It's gotta be just a crap ton. I mean, the streets is back fully. Chicago's in. I mean, Illinois is in phase five, which is no mask required at all. Which
no mask, just
I'm happy. I'm also disgusted at. I don't want to be around people, but you know, like I go to the gym and it's like if you're vaccinated, you don't need your mask. I still have it on. You know, unless I'm on a treadmill or the exercise bike, I might take it off because I'm like dying. But I don't know. And on top of that, I feel like I'm going to wear a mask the rest of my life.
I'll wear a mask for a minute, though.
But I mean specifically, like during flu season.
At least inside.
Exactly. Like during flu season, I'm going to just wear a mask. It's just simple. You know, I'm going to be chilling. I'm pretty sure I'll be teaching by then. And I just want to wear a mask and not get sick. Flu season didn't exist. But nigga, when are you going to settle down, brother?
At least 700 days.
At least seven. How many years?
Was that three, like two and a half years?
Two, three years. I'll be 33. I've done all I needed to do.
I can't see this nigga in love, bro.
He gotta open his heart.
There you go. You're not a vulnerable person.
You're not a person who likes being vulnerable. It's not that Pav won't
people
do
like
it.
Being vulnerable.
No, being vulnerable.
Nobody likes
exactly.
Being vulnerable.
Nobody likes being vulnerable.
But it's also trash.
It's not trash.
It's trash.
Nah, bro. The payoff is like, bro, it's like hitting the parlay.
Yeah, sometimes you don't hit that parlay, and that's why it's trash.
But my guy put 50 or 30 on PJ Tucker. He could have lost that 30, but he came up 5,000 plus. You know what I mean? Plus 5,000. Man, you can't beat that, dog. You cannot beat that. It's the same with love, man. You put your heart out there, you're vulnerable. You might get it broken.
I'm trying to figure out how we got to this.
You might be starved. But you also might get love. Both of you niggas need to settle down.
I don't need to settle. Why don't they do that right now? I don't need to do that right now.
I need to get my money.
Fuck out of here. I'm having fun.
That's the conclusion I came to. I need to get my money together first.
I also believe in living in stages of life before you go to the next stage of life. I just moved out on my own. I want to be a bachelor. I want to enjoy the simple things about living on your own. Right. Simple things about that first.
All right,
and then you go into the next, and then you go into the next stage of your life.
Fair.
I believe in doing things that stay. I don't want to look back and be like, damn, I wish I had done this with this time. Married in our 20s and all, where the fun in that?
Some people have fun. I wouldn't marry my 20, wouldn't have married my 20s. Some people have fun doing that, bro.
Some people do, but no.
Honestly, I think if the government said you can't get married in your 20s, a lot of marriages would be saved. Niggas would be a lot better in life.
Yeah, be a lot of army recruits out here not getting married.
because in your 20s, you're still growing. So,
I think you're always still growing.
But definitely in your 20s.
I think mentally, women have matured a lot better in 20s than men have.
I think that's a load of bullshit. But
no, I don't think so at all. I think women are far more mature than men.
I think they are, but they are because of things.
Men are generally terrible.
But also because of things like nature. Like, women can't have kids forever. Men can. So it's like things like that make them.
As long as the seed get the popping, brother, the field can be planted.
So it's things like that make them think about. It's things like that make them think about things that we don't think about at 28. At 28, they looking around like, yo, I may only have 3-4 great childbearing years left. At 28, we like, we out here.
Game time.
It's game time.
I got one last max contract. I need to make sure that the next contract I sign is the place I'm retiring at. Like, they got the little bullet list. You know what I'm saying? Like, I go out with a woman who's like 28, 29. You're going to feel like it's a job interview.
Yeah, wait till they're 30, 31. And single? Yeah. Single and 30? Woo, Lord.
With a good job?
Life ain't fair to women, bro. That's crazy.
I'm glad. I thank the good Lord every day. I was,
lower in hell. I want to be a woman.
Born with a penis. I really.
On top of that, you won't have your period until you get menopause, and that could take 60 years.
Total. And also, look, they gotta be pretty all the time. We could just wake up, brush our head, walk out the fucking window. Don't walk a fucking door.
Walk out the window.
You know the fuck I mean. Walk out the
window. Walk out the window.
Nigga encouraging suicide. Nigga, what's happening?
Gotta kill niggas.
You
pretty walk out the window.
Now I'm envisioning of somebody walking out the window. Walk out the window.
Gotta be an episode title, nigga. Walk out the window.
Walk out the window. Yeah, so walk out the door. Like, women gotta get pretty all the damn time. They gotta do this, they gotta do that. You know, bless their heart. Like, I just, you know, even like, that's why I hate it. We say it on Twitter, it's funny shit, men are the prize. But think about it. We can do the bare minimum and get a
We both are woman. The prize, man. We both are the prize. Okay, okay, and okay. Bring something special to a woman's life, and a woman brings something
I
special
didn't
to
say
a man's
that.
Life.
What I was
we are to, both the prize.
Okay, nigga. What I was trying to say is niggas get away with the bare minimum. And that's why women are frustrated. And I get it.
Women sometimes do too.
Sometimes, yeah, too. But we do more than they do.
Yeah.
We do like. Think about it. A nigga don't have to. I mean, women, you know, good women, and them niggas ain't shit. Them niggas ain't got no job. Well, I know who runs in your circle, pal.
Nigga dating deviant.
I also don't know any women who date men who have no jobs, bro. I don't really. No, many women.
I'm not saying
that.
You know what I mean, nigga.
Nah,
you know,
I don't. Cause
there's a lot of that shit going on.
I dated plenty of women when I didn't have no job, nigga. I got it in.
No, say like, just because you don't. That's a lot. I'm talking about a lot. This happens a
then
lot.
Then I would have to. Then I would have to ask them to look at themselves in the mirror and ask themselves why are they doing that.
There's a lot of answers for that question.
That's when it gets tough.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot of answers for that question. I don't know. I just know.
That's when it gets tough.
Hey man,
because why are you doing that?
There's situations where you can ask yourself when you're dealing with women, why am I doing this?
You damn all right. The time. And all answers time. Usually
it happens a lot.
It has happened to me in the past, and I say, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And the answer is usually there is no answer.
I'm here for a good time.
Yes, vibes. Time. The answer is usually
are you really
vibes.
Here for a good time not a long time?
That's just a trick, man. I wasn't being serious with it, nigga.
I'm asking you, period.
I don't really
I'm here
think
for
about
a good time and a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Why can't I have both? Is it too much to ask for both?
Yeah, when you're 80 and your bones hurt, nigga, and your heart is on its last leg, nigga, that's not a good time. You know what I mean? Not for a minute though, but you about to die.
Once you get 80, once you get
That's what your heart telling you.
Oh, big fella, what you eating that piece of chicken for, big fella? I mean, once you get past 80, though, every day is literally a blessing. Literally.
Shit, and once you get past 30, every day is a blessing, nigga.
I mean, yeah, but still, you're still young.
Like, shit be happening to niggas.
Yeah, that's because niggas be doing nigga shit, but...
I'm 80, that's it. Take me out after 80.
Yeah, fuck after that. 80, it's like, God,
I want to be here forever.
Nah, bro. Nigga.
Nah, hell no. Imagine as everybody long as you know
I,
dead.
As long as I have my mind and I'm conscious in what I'm doing, I want to be here.
You gonna have your mind. It's gonna, you're gonna feel normal inside.
Yeah,
but outside, you're gonna be like freaking trying to sip soup through a freaking I don't know. You're gonna be terrible.
Tell your great, come here, son. Let me tell you about the vibes I had back in Los Angeles. LA done sunk off the map by then. Ain't no LA.
You're gonna try to sip soup with your glasses, nigga. You're gonna be you're gonna be messed up completely.
Yeah, let me tell you about these vibes. I used to be able to drink
with the vibes.
Grandpa, we don't say that anymore.
Well, I used to say it, goddammit.
Let me tell you over here.
The vibes was out there, brothers.
Let me tell you about your great-grandmama. She's out here, too, so I saved her.
She's the most beautiful hooker I've ever talked to.
She was out here, too, so I saved her.
I don't know. I've seen some old people who just like, I'm ready to die. I'm like, all right. Okay. Okay, that's cool.
Where'd you go with that verse?
Where'd you go with that verse? I don't know. And there's some old folks who just don't care. You know, oh, I die. I'm looking at my old young self like, when I think about it, I'm already getting older. You know what I'm saying? I've been in the gym, what, the past 3 months, 5 days a week. And, nigga, I sprained my ankle. I sprained my shoulder. My knee, I had surgery on when I was like 25, hurts again. I'm like,
yeah, surgery on knee at 25?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I told my MCL.
At 25?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck were you going to tell your MCL at 25?
MCL.
What the fuck was you doing?
Well, I had a small tear. I injured. I was in Curie. I was 18, and I didn't have to have surgery. I just had to stay off it, and it just healed. But it was always, I don't know, for some reason, I don't know if it was weakened because of that. But I was working at Dunbar. Dunbar's an armored truck. Well, Dunbar's brought
by. Hated that job.
God, I hated it. Imagine paying me $15 to risk my life for a millionaire's money. You know, so I should have robbed him, but that's another story.
And you tore your MCL at work?
Yeah, because shoveling around $3 million of cash is heavy. You know what I'm saying? Especially if the denomination is very, very small. There was a certain dude who would have his money in a Marquette bank, and he would have 75,000 ones. That's very, very, very heavy.
Definitely is heavy.
You know what I'm saying? Or one nigga would have 2 million in fives. You know how much that is? And I came off the truck after that was loading in. $5,000 in pennies, and nigga, do you know how heavy that is?
Probably extremely heavy.
And I freaking tripped off the bus and twisted my knee. And at the moment, I didn't feel bad. I had like a little adrenaline. Went home, couldn't walk, so I ended up having to have surgery. 2016. It was.
How does it feel when you tell your MCL?
In the moment, it's like adrenaline kept me going, and then I said,
And it hurts later.
I said, weird. It felt like something popped in my knee. It felt like a. So like it's like there's an elastic band in your knee and somebody just pulls and snaps it together. And you go home and you're like, I can't walk no more. You know what I'm saying? I tried to get out of my bed and I failed. I was like, all right, this is not cool. And I had to have surgery. So yeah, so I was saying everything hurts. And I'm only 30 years old. So I'm 80. Oh God.
Yeah, I be thinking about that sometimes. Like my back will hurt. I'll be like, fuck, yo, when I'm 50, bro, this shit's going
to
be on
That's
fire,
why I want to get into yoga, bro. Or, you know.
Facts, yo. Yoga is like the one day I did yoga, the next day I felt like fucking air. Bro. Nigga, I felt loose. No, you don't understand, bro. I felt wild loose, G. Like I was, everything was good, bro.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I felt like air.
No, I'm dead serious. Like literally the one time I did yoga afterwards, literally I felt like air the next day, bro. Like my leg was extending further than the shit usually extends. I'm feel like wild loose. Like I could do anything.
I mean, I just don't like how, you know, in your 30s, drinking is like an Olympic sport. Like it's just.
You just got to drink different things, bro.
No, I mean, I drink tequila and wine. So yeah, I drink. I'm telling you, when we go to San Diego this week, that's not what we're going to be drinking.
We drink a tequila. And why?
It's a chill city. Just go to the chill. Have relax.
Nigga, do you know who we're going with?
Damien?
Yes. There's no such thing as chill.
Let's say a Hail Mary for your liver real quick, bro.
Just drink tequila and wine, bro.
Yeah, and then he going to come with some Tito's shots. You already know.
I'm not taking a shot of Tito's, bro.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not taking a shot of Tito's.
Yeah, okay.
A shot of vodka? I'm not taking a shot of vodka.
Yeah, we'll see.
A shot of vodka.
I don't want to take that.
Who does
that shit all the time?
Who was we?
You used to do that. We used to do that.
We didn't take no shots of no fucking vodka.
Yes, we did.
When was this?
We were early, the early summer session episodes. Yes, we did.
We took shots of vodka.
Yes, we did. When that nigga bring that Tito's over all the time. Yes, we did. Hammy must be knocked the fuck out because this nigga ain't responded to the text in the group chat or anything. But yeah, so yeah, it's that's the thing. But
y'all heard Rory and Maul's podcast?
I didn't listen.
I have not heard Rory and Maul's podcast. Have you heard Rory and Maul's podcast? Mm-hmm. I barely heard Joe Budden's podcast though. Honestly,
I like Joe Budden's podcast, but he's a dick and ruins everything. But I didn't mind that podcast. It's a good dynamic. It's interesting. I can't wait until I pull a Joe Budden and take this pie from under Scott and all of you all.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that one, pal. But I don't know, man. I think is there anything else we have to talk about?
That's a very, very slow day. There's always
things to talk about, but like, do you want to talk about something else?
Yes.
There's always things to talk about.
Well, let's bring it to the table. Let's bring it to the table. You said like you got something on your mind.
I don't really have anything on my mind. I just, Yo, did you see the video? Yo, was that video of a nigga trying to hijack a plane real?
Yeah.
What?
But it was a black dude. I was confused. Like, what's it's, like, it's nigga? What you
time
doing
in like 2 weeks? It both like, happened at LAX.
Like, nigga, what are you doing?
Yeah, I see. Like the first time, I think like he tried to like he wasn't trying to hijack the plane. Well, the first one that happened like 2 weeks ago, that dude was trying to hijack the plane, and he tried to get into the cockpit. This
where
one,
is this video at?
It's on, look
on Twitter. It's somewhere on Twitter. This recent one, this
guy
was
out the plane, right?
He's trying to jump out that bitch like this Iron Man 3.
First off, it was so, you talking about this nigga?
Yeah,
bro. They said this nigga is radio, and I'm crying laughing. Look at the helmet.
First of all, that's how he got on the plane.
This just said he was sitting down.
That's how he got on the plane.
Ain't nigga that get on a plane like that. You need to watch.
I'm getting off. Like,
I ain't
nah,
getting off,
crazy.
But you gotta watch that nigga. But in today's day and age, niggas like, we is not letting 9/11 happen. Niggas is gonna
niggas will beat your ass.
Niggas
bro.
Will beat your
niggas
ass.
Will beat your ass.
Bro, ain't no way that's happened again, bro.
Niggas will beat
happened.
Your ass, bro.
That
I promise you, I'm gonna break off an airplane seat. We performing a crucifixion. Niggas is getting murdered live
like
on airplane.
You not sneaking a gun on that plane, so you not gonna have a weapon on you. Niggas is just gonna kick your
niggas
ass.
Niggas gonna beat your ass, bro. That's not happening, bro.
Bro, like once and never again, dog. I was just looking like, bro, why are you trying to jump out the
like,
window?
What are you doing, bro?
And it was like, they only doing it on flights to, like, cities like Oklahoma. Ain't nobody doing that to the city to Atlanta. There's too many niggas on that
flight.
I thought
that flight was going to Atlanta.
It was?
I think
I know
was.
The flight with a dude
I think
tried
that flight
to get in the cockpit was going to Oklahoma.
He was probably white. But the black dude, that flight, I think, was actually going to so,
but there's
Atlanta.
A video of him actually trying to hijack the plane.
Yeah, and he caught a fade.
There's something about outside being close.
Oh, I see
so
right now.
That motherfuckers is out here wilding.
Cause you know, people like some people might have like some people already have mental health issues. You stick them in a house for a little while. You know, I don't know if niggas could get their medicine. They might have developed some issues or whatever. Or niggas just maybe lost, don't know how to react with society no more. Niggas been in the house too long.
Like niggas is out here. Like, I mean, there's always fights at sporting events, but it's like, it's been a lot, you know.
Gee, the one
Suns and four,
he beat bro ass in this screen.
Bro, why
are
you
four?
Letting your men's get beat up?
Yeah,
like
that
though.
I didn't understand. That I
bro, if you are thing. Ever getting beat up in a stadium setting, I'm jumping off the top rope like Jeff Hardy. Niggas is getting beat up. You know what I'm saying? We went to the Sox game. How many of us was it? Six, seven?
Mm-hmm.
It was me, you, was me, Isaiah, you.
Yeah. Tiff,
Lenore, Tony. So it was six of us, bro. Yeah. Somebody grabs one of you all, niggas is getting stuck.
They getting flooded.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care if I get banned. That's the homies. You know what I'm saying?
Remember that time we used to that Bears game and I was standing up and dude behind me trying to tell me to sit down. And then you and Dan was like, nigga, what's up?
Like, you niggas getting beat up. That don't work out here. That's not happening.
that nigga sat down so damn quick.
But he really had it. I'm gonna fuck your homie up. Then he sons and four. Like, bro, just thugs on him, bro.
Sons and four. Sons in Four.
It's like that. I put that Pat McAfee video. He said, "Now that we're getting back into society, just know you will get hit in the fucking mouth." And the dude, the Padres game, no, it was a Rockies game. He had a Padres jersey on.
Oh, and he got folded up. That nigga. He ran up on that man and got folded clean up.
That was just, bro, I don't understand.
Niggas air humping at fucking parties. You saw that shit? I'm like, bro.
I don't know how you let niggas run up on you. That was a Padres fan, right?
Also, yeah. you know, like people probably like ain't drank this much and been outside.
That's
so they don't know how to conduct themselves while drunk no more. Or they just haven't gotten that drunk because they've been in the house. You go to a ballpark, for instance, right? I even know, like, I went to, like, an open bar, and I'm like, bro, I had too much to drink. I hadn't been to an open bar in fucking forever. Like, I forgot what these things were like.
Yeah. I'm at the point right now where it's like, the pandemic honestly don't even hit my mind when I'm outside anymore. I honestly have to remember, like, just to have my mask on deck if I walk into a store or some shit. But it don't even really cross my mind. Like, of course it's not over, but it's not my mind right now.
My mind all the time, nigga. Niggas got the Delta variant and niggas getting clapped up by it, bro.
What is that? Can you give us that? Delta variant. I want to hear about this because you called the whole pandemic before it happened. So I want your educated opinion. Yeah, you did. You told me like 2 months. You and Pav. You, Pav and Thomas were the ones like, nah, this shit could be on for a minute. And I was like, get the fuck out of here, nigga. It's just viruses every year. I was one of them niggas.
Is that the Indian variant?
Well, they don't call it that anymore. They call it just by like Alpha, Beta, Delta. Alpha, no. Beta. What is C? Charlie, Delta, Echo, Fokker, all that. So they call it by military alphabet names. And Delta was the one I think first discovered in India. And it's the one that's whooping India's ass. That sounds terrible.
Folding them niggas up.
Bro.
Folding them niggas up and then they folding them niggas up.
It caused 6,000 people to die in a single day in India.
But also, I was shocked that the pandemic didn't happen quicker over there because of how, this sucks to say, but how close they live together. Like, it's so populated and it's so close. I was shocked it took until like a year and
that's
a half.
That's why India didn't get beat up from it. And it's the Delta variant is the one that's the main strain in the UK, which is why the UK isn't open like the US. Yeah. And you need two vaccine doses if you want to have a chance at not getting clapped by it. You know what I mean?
Ain't Toronto still in lockdown too?
I don't believe Toronto is
Because I seen like they because they shooting the Boys season 3 in Toronto, and I just seen like a couple of the cast Instagram stories. These niggas are still on lockdown, like they got a recording, and they gotta go back to their hotels.
But right now it's only 6% of US cases, so it's not like too bad. But the Pfizer vaccine still provides about 88% protection, which is still good from it. So yeah, nigga, with all that stuff, I don't know, man. The U.S. is opening quickly, but not quick. Like, it's been a year, so it's a long time.
But like you said, a year ago, we'd have killed for this.
Sure. They're opening quickly in the sense that we went from phase one to five in a matter of a month. You know what I'm saying?
Make that money.
We did.
None of it makes scientific sense at all. And, you know, epidemiologists who are not related to a government agency still go, and even, you know, Dr. Fauci goes, yeah, I still keep that mask on. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, the U.S. economy has to recover or, you know, we'd be damn near doomed if we didn't for quite some time. And we having to take out large loans from other countries, which will hurt us even more to the debt that we already have. So I get the fact that, you know, places have to open up. But, like, I don't want to go to a Sox game right now. 100% capacity? I don't want that. And with the Bears game, I'm not looking forward to it in the season. I tell you that, like, right now. Especially because it's going to be fall season. It's gonna be fall.
If you had a cold.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna still wear that mask because, you know, and I don't want to be the dope part about covering the Bears during the pandemic was the fact that I didn't have to sit next to anybody. I was by myself. I had a lot of room. There was not that many journalists there as it normally is. So I don't know. I'm happy it's happening, but I'm still cautious. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, it's just, I think really right now, it's just everybody got to see what their comfort level is. Like, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a lot of niggas, you know, who don't, you know, I got folks who are friends who are not, you know, for the vaccine. And I don't argue. I just say, all right, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I leave it alone because me arguing ain't going to change them. You know, but, you know, you got niggas like Anthony Rizzo. He's like, oh, it was a family decision. You know, I had to make a tough decision.
I was like, boy, you had all that damn chemo. Personally, your ass.
I could honestly care less, G. If you want to go out here and fall out, nigga, that's your prerogative, G. I don't give a fuck. Stick me up. But no, I got, But I also got my shit, so I cover the Clippers. And
I'm just saying, like, it's
it does give you an extra layer of like,
right? Anthony Rizzo is a cancer patient, cancer survivor.
That's on that nigga,
bro. You had all that fucking chemo, and you worried about a damn shot.
That's on that nigga. If he want to go fall out, let that nigga fall out.
That don't sound stupid.
That's on that nigga. If he want to go fall out, that's on him.
If you.
And if that's the Cubs. The Cubs are like one of three teams in Major Leagues who still got to wear their mask because like they still not 85% vaccination.
You know, say I've been listening to him. What Cole commented, oh, I'm gonna keep it private. You don't have to keep a vaccination status private unless you are unvaccinated and anti-vax and you don't want people to judge you, or unless the slim chance you got vaccinated and your family's anti-vax and you don't want to get into it. But it's like, shut up. Just tell the people, are you vaccinated? You make millions of dollars. Shut your mouth. I'm not asking you any other serious health questions. You know, nigga, what other diseases do you have? I'm like, nigga, did you get a vaccination? And the niggas who acted new to vaccinations is hilarious to me. Why are we acting like brand new to vaccinations?
Because it's like the first time where it's been like literally put in our face. And like most times the normal, the general public isn't as involved in science. Like usually science just like is over there doing like science shit. And the general public knows nothing about it. And then when they bring out a hepatitis vaccine or whatever, niggas just take it because it gets suggested to them. They weren't really involved in the process. It's like the first time, at least in my life, where normal people have been involved in science. And science is something people go to school for and study years and years and years of. And it's like, you can't learn science within 2 weeks.
That's the hardest part for people to learn, is that you can't learn science in a matter of weeks or months. It just don't happen. I can give you an academic scientific paper and you're not going to know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Because people who did this have went to school. On top of that, they also the best scientists, the best doctors just have a natural affinity for it. You know, it's like me in philosophy. I'm in school for philosophy. I'm starting my doctorate next year. I have a natural affinity for it. If I gave you my thesis for my master's degree, you're not going to understand what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Unless you have an affinity for philosophy or you studied it, you're not going to know what's going on. Hey, why should you? Why should I know what's going on with music theory? You know what I'm saying? If you try to explain to me the process by which instrumentation you use for that, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, but that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's cool. That's fine. And people don't like to be at the mercy of other people, but the truth is you're at the mercy of another person.
Yeah. That's what I do. Oh, one last thing before we close. I want to talk about Pat, that tweet you had about how like all the bullshit now is like at least 20.
Nigga, I be
24.
Seeing that shit like, bro, this happened 25 years. Nigga, it said, yeah, Michael Jordan won his first championship 30 years ago. I'm like, well, I am 30, so that makes sense. But what the fuck? You mean to tell me this footage is 30 years old, bro? Look at this shit, it don't look 30 years old.
I was like, damn, nigga, I was
what was the question?
About how like all these Bulls anniversaries are at least like 23 plus years old now. Like how fucking long, like it's long ago, but it don't feel like that long ago. I vividly remember that last three-peat.
The shit that gets me, honestly, bro, is like fucking, I remember I was watching Game 7, 2010. Like, this is 11 years ago. How?
Nigga, even think about something quicker. Like, the other day I saw his 5th anniversary of
Bron and Kyrie.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah,
nigga,
I'm like, nigga, 5 years ago? I remember what I was fucking doing, dog. I remember everything even leading up to those moments.
Like, time be, I feel like after you get like once you got out of college, that shit is zoomed by, dog. Like, it just fucking flies past. Like, even if you look at this year, nigga, it's gonna be July in 2 fucking weeks.
Bro, we've been alive for 3 decades.
But we like,
we have on average 45 years of life before we're dead. How does that feel, guys?
You know, I was real morbid. Yeah, honestly, it doesn't. I'm not even 45 yet, so that still seems like a long time.
Well, Damian's 56, so.
Nah, I really nah. It's,
even when he's not here.
Nah, I mean, it's like.
How old
it's
y'all like, think Orlo Ortiz is? That nigga probably a solid 37.
We're to the part where we're making fun of our listeners again. 37.
Solid 37.
Nigga, you're at least 35. You're smooth 38.
Nah, that should be.
Serious though, he's smooth 38.
It's smooth 38. What'd you say, fam?
Nah, it's crazy. It's like, yo, time does fly. And I actually noticed now that I've been alive 3 decades. And I talk to people younger than me, and I'm like, all right.
Have you reached that part where everybody in their 20s is stupid to you?
Yes. I reached that part. I reached that part the week before I turned 30. I was like, wow, you're 25. You're fucking stupid.
Right.
But you're actually dumb. For instance, right? So like one of my homegirls, my cousin, we were talking. It's like, yo, what you doing? She's like, what you doing? I'm like, I'm just at a bar by the crib. Like, I ain't really on nothing. She was like, you wanna go out? I'm like, nah, like, what you want? She's like, I'm at Ballot. I'm like, oh, that's a new club that opened like right before everything shut down. I never been to it. She was like, I'm shocked. I was like, it's just a regular club. If you like been to one, you've been to them all. She was like, she was like, how do you know? I was like, because I've been doing this a very long time.
Check my resume.
Talking about? Check my fucking resume, nigga.
Park,
I was doing this shit.
Niggas know me.
I was doing this shit when you was a freshman in college. Yeah. Shut the fuck up talking to me. And then I see the damn thing. That's a regular ass club, bro.
Yeah, y'all wasn't out here in these streets when Julius Randle and Jordan Clarkson was tearing shit up.
She was like, yeah, but Drake couldn't have been. I'm like, gee, Drake is out every week, bro. You can see that nigga at any time.
Nigga,
bro.
You can go to Highlight Room and see that
and
nigga.
And see Drake. Gee, Drake
Highlight
is
Room
out.
Got like a new party on Wednesdays now where everybody goes. Nigga, LeBron.
It's not
was
new.
Out there.
It's not new. They just brought it back. Like, Highlight Room was always on Wednesday. They just brought it back.
Yeah, this past week. It was LeBron, Drake, Wiz, Chris Brown, motherfucking Puff, Wale. Everybody was in that bitch. Puff,
they all be out there.
Puff need to take his old ass home.
It just be funny when people be doing it's like, bro, those aren't the situations where you're gonna really meet those people in. Like they come there to hang with each other.
And honestly, fuck them.
That maybe, too. Maybe, fuck them. Fuck them.
Maybe I'm
real.
Saying that too.
Fuck them.
Because I'm an LA veteran now.
Fuck them.
I don't get excited about seeing celebrities no more.
Fuck
nigga.
This nigga.
That was a regular human being.
Fuck this dead ass. Fuck them.
I don't
fuck
give a
this
shit.
Nigga. Facts. But,
and also, like you said, they're there to have a good time. You think LeBron wants to meet you? This nigga is trying to burn off steam from losing the first round. And he ain't been in the house with his kids this early.
Oh, I know he's at the crib pissed.
This Bonnie, nigga has Bonnie
said, this nigga, he can't dance, wait for his damn space. He can't wait for his Space Jam promo run, nigga. Like, yo,
no,
get me out of here.
Wait
nigga.
For that tour to start.
Out of here. Nigga.
Are we going to Japan? All right, bet.
I'm going, nigga. Get me out of here. Savannah, you got it.
That nigga gonna willingly say, nigga, I want to go to Saudi Arabia for a tour. Let's go. I'll establish it myself. I have to bring up a tweet that I randomly saw, and I hate bringing up tweets because I don't want to make this a Twitter podcast. You know what I'm saying? But some nigga, which I don't know this man, what does he do? He is a writer editor for Vibe GQ. He's a new Negro. And he said, black people, anyone really, but especially black people, do you feel the need to buy something immediately when you visit a business that you'll be in for more than 2 minutes? To obtain a receipt as an alibi and establish yourself as a customer in case shit goes left. First off, nigga. Who's thinking
that way? Right.
Who thinks like this, bro?
Who the fuck?
This is a nigga who discovered he was black in his sophomore year of college. No, I don't. Because first of all, nigga, if you grew up in the hood, everyone at the store is black like you. Why are we going to all buy something to establish something? You know, I guess I don't feel these feelings. I never knew the term new Negro or new niggas. These are the new blacks until I got to Twitter. But it's hilarious. And it's not to form a hierarchy of who's black because they're just as black as me. But I do understand niggas who are involved in black culture later in their lives, they talk like this. Or the person who said, like, eating fried chicken in front of white folks is a revolutionary act. I said, what?
Tweeted?
Yes,
it is. And if you, I explain how this woman looked, it would make all the sense in the world to you. But there's three things about that. Most of these people, I believe, grew up in suburbs and didn't know they were black till they got to college. They're the same people who feel Hillman College was real, and the same people think Five Heartbeats was a real group. If that this the same amount of the new blacks, and it just y'all be too woke for me, dog. Like I just don't think that way when I'm out.
A lot of people found out they was black at the George Floyd protest last year.
This is real shit.
Yeah,
they was black.
Which I'm happy that they found out. I'm happy that they have found out our history, you know, our ancestral history and our culture. But shut up. You know what I'm saying? That fried chicken tweet, nigga, just blows my mind. It's first off, that's a stereotype of fried chicken and watermelon.
Is it?
Speaking of that, nigga,
bro, it's a lot. I didn't like.
Fried I don't chicken. Eat watermelon, but fried chicken is not a stereotype.
Everybody eats fried
Everyone
chicken
loves
though, bro.
Fried chicken.
I didn't know that until like nigga
until
Koreans.
You start watching, until you, hey,
nigga,
hey,
Koreans
Korean fried chicken
make some
be
of
hit.
The best fried chicken, nigga.
Well, that's hit, because nigga. They don't use regular flour like us. They use what is it? Is it rice?
I don't know what whatever them niggas use, fine. Nigga. Whatever them niggas
nigga
use.
Nigga sound like a James McCoy right now.
That shit
not my
is fire.
House.
Whatever them niggas use, that shit is fire.
Everybody
dog.
Loves fried chicken. Every, you know what yeah, I'm everybody. And then hot stuff. Everybody loves hot food, unless you're an older, elder white person. But young white people, they like hot foods. Everybody likes hot food. Who hates watermelon? It's one of the greatest tasting fruits on earth.
I don't like watermelon, bro.
You're tripping.
I like watermelon flavored things, but actual watermelon, I don't enjoy.
Yeah, I don't really
But eating fried chicken in front of white people is a revolutionary act. How? They're not going to pay attention.
That white person can be like, let me get one of them thighs.
They can say, bro, can I have a piece? Like, man, right. So, like, I Twitter was so much better with niggas who didn't discover they were black.
I'm telling you, Twitter was amazing before Ferguson.
Bro, you know what I'm saying?
Before Ferguson and after Ferguson.
And it's not even necessarily because, like, niggas you just wanted to say some racist, sexist, misogynist, homophobic. No. It's just I can relax and it's nothing serious. You know what I'm saying? A lot of news agencies weren't using Twitter like that back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So I had to look if it said mass shooting here, niggas get shot. The president is terrible. The crap like this happening. I could just chill and know somebody's heating somebody. It's a flyout story going wrong. Somebody catfished somebody, and we finna fake retweet one nigga and heat him. Like, that was so fun. I used to get on Twitter every day simply for that. Like, the also, fake retweet would travel.
Fake retweet was the time.
Also, basketball Twitter is terrible now, and I realize because all those people
been
are like,
terrible.
But no, now it's especially terrible because all of the people are 18.
That's true. Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, you guys, shut the fuck up. You guys are goddamn children, yo.
No, I seen a nigga today tweet, oh man, go back and watch Kobe's 2009 West Conference Finals highlights. I was like, you got to go back and revisit that? You don't remember it?
I hate when people younger than me tell me Michael Jordan is a GOAT. Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to be real with you. I don't honor it. I'm with you.
You don't like.
I don't honor it. Tell me LeBron is the GOAT. I don't honor it.
That's like me telling you Kareem or Wilt is the GOAT.
That's like you saying Joe Montana is the best quarterback ever. Nigga, you watched one Joe Montana game?
No.
Did it happen? No, you didn't. Shut up, bro.
I will say, Joe Montana, Kareem, there's a lot of footage of their games.
Yes.
You know, I wonder, does the...
but Joe Montana's games are way more watchable than Kareem's games.
Oh, that's I hate watching true. Kareem play. Kareem playing is terrible.
If you watch Kareem without Magic, unbearable.
It was unbearable because when he came to Lakers, he had terrible guards.
Yes,
like, so it was like, yeah,
there are gonna be a few.
So what's the cutoff? What's the age cutoff for you can't say Michael Jordan's a GOAT?
25.
You born in 90s. You may if you're born in 96, nice you born in 96, yeah. You can't tell me a thing.
Yeah, that's 25, right?
Yeah,
I think so, because at 2 years old, you can't remember something. 3 years old,
if you were born when Fresh Prince went off air,
yeah,
you can't tell me now.
Because, like, at least if you were that age, you probably still got excited about Michael Jordan coming back because you just heard who Jordan was. True. But, like, it'd be niggas like 23. Jordan's a GOAT. Oh, so you just watched The Last Dance a couple times. And then that's your opinion. That's fine. Okay.
I'll be real. You're 23. You're 23 now, nigga. You was...
But with that being said...
But you was what, like 11, nigga, when LeBron went to Miami?
I will say, though, with that being said, there are a few sporting players, but athletes, who you're going to automatically put in the GOAT place because their stats are so crazy. It's like
now Kareem. Conversation and who you think it go to different things.
Well, that's the thing. Even if Michael Jordan didn't exist, I would probably say Kareem is a go simply because the nigga stats is just ridiculous. And it's hard.
Kareem second on my list, by the way.
You know,
in my person.
Kareem second on my list. LeBron second on my list of niggas who I've seen.
I've seen, yes.
Yeah. And it's like hockey. You're gonna have to say Gretzky, regardless if you saw him play or not.
Yeah.
The stats is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
Gretzky might be the sports goat. Like, his fucking stats are like.
Now, ridiculous. If we're talking about like Cy Young, what did he have? How many freaking? What was Cy Young stats? 500.
Cy Young is a hard name, by the way.
It is.
Cy Young is a hard name.
What is Cy Young's wins?
What's his actual name?
He better Cy have Young. The most wins ever if he's named after the pitcher.
This nigga name is hard as fuck. This nigga name is Denton True Young.
That's, and where does that come from?
Denton True Cy Young.
Oh, that's hard.
He has the most wins with 511 wins. His career average. Yeah, I'm sorry, his career ERA is 2.6. Almost 3,000 strikeouts. You're not gonna nobody's gonna amount to that. First of all,
nobody's gonna even get close to that because of how much you use bullpens today.
Yeah, you know what I'm
nobody's
saying?
Nobody's getting close to that.
With them, don't tell me them niggas are the greatest. You didn't watch them play. He died in 1955. My father was a couple months years old. I'm not putting him in my GOAT conversation. On top of that, the game has evolved, nigga. Niggas was throwing freaking meat over the plate. You put Fernando Tatis back in Cy Young's days?
Nigga,
every time you played Tatis.
Nigga, they send that nigga back to the DR. First boat out.
Every time Tatis would play Cy Young, it could be a shutout, a perfect game. When Tatis gets to play, that first pitch going over the fence. You know what I'm saying?
Watch
imagine taking the Padres. Matter of fact, the Yankees. Since the Yankees like to hit home runs, put the Yankees lineup in there. You tell me they're not going to – first of all, Cy Young's going out immediately within which 5 minutes.
You ain't talking about the 2021 Yankees.
Just the Yankees still hit home runs.
Them niggas not hitting shit.
They cracking right that now. Shit clean over the fence, G.
Right now, but
I know they are. I just wanted to make a Yankees joke.
I think they have. I still believe they have the most accumulation of power hitters in the league easily, which is their problem. Who has more power hitters than them? I'm not saying effective. This nigga, I'm saying power hitters.
Fat as hell, bro.
Judge probably the only power hitter niggas got left. I mean, okay, they have power hitters. They're not reaching their potential right now, though.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah, I get that. But yeah, it's just like you said, if Kyrie was in the 60s, they'd lynch that nigga.
Kyrie in the 60s was Bob Cousy.
Come on, dog.
G, go back and watch Bob Cousy. Bob Cousy had niggas on their knees on the court, G.
The NBA don't exist before Magic and Bird to me.
Come on, man.
Just like hip-hop don't exist before Tupac and Biggie in my head.
So Illmatic never happened?
Come on now. Look who you asking. Yeah. Look who you asking. Actually, not before two. There's no hip hop before the Chronic in my head.
That's fair.
In my head, nothing, it never happened. I don't give a shit about none of them. I give LL pass because he had a run in the 90s. So I give LL pass.
Like Sugar Hill Gang, nigga. They're
and this right here is not a test.
I'm rapping to the beat. Like, bro. You should be back in time, bro. You go back in time, niggas gonna think you from Mars. Imagine you go back in time and just start spitting.
What kind of fucking flow is this?
Nigga be like, who is this?
It's the greatest nigga ever.
Clearly, this nigga's above us.
They're like, what the fuck? The wordplay.
Bro, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the. First of all, half the stuff didn't even rhyme.
No, it didn't.
Like, where's that bar going?
Can you imagine what niggas did when Biggie said I'm flyer than a helicopter?
Niggas probably lost
their shit. He said he flying in a fucking helicopter.
The funny thing is, the greatest metaphors I hear right now are coming from battle rappers. The niggas can't make songs. But the metaphors, I was like, oh my God.
I think it's cool that Drake goes battle raps.
Yeah.
Because like he cares about the shit. Like Drake is the biggest artist on planet Earth. You don't need to be around these dusty niggas.
I'm just glad those niggas have a lane and they don't have to become full-blown rap artists because they can't make songs.
No, they can't.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't want to hear, I put the gun in your face and I cut the nine like Drew Brees. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Nine like Drew
Brees. Somebody, so I forgot, aggressive. Tay Rock or whatever nigga, he made a series of metaphors about rocks. So, I mean, you heard granite, topaz, and he made them sound incredible. I was one of the greatest four bars I've ever heard. I don't want to hear that on the song. I don't want to be in a club and I hear topaz. I'm like, turn this off. I might beat up the DJ for playing this. What are you doing? This is disrespectful to me. Turn this off.
Oh, shit.
Be in a park. I'm never going back to a club. Never again.
No, here's the thing.
I'm too old. I don't care. It's too hot. Okay, that's different. You try to get a temperature check real quick. That's understandable. You try to get a temperature check and you're trying to see what's going on. You're trying to see
what's going on, G.
But I'm not going to ever regularly attend the club again.
I will never regularly attend the club, but if I do go to club, it has to be a section. It has to be somewhere I can sit down.
That's fair.
It has to be somewhere I can sit down.
I'm just thinking about going to clubs.
I feel the same way about bars now, too. Like, on when we go to San Diego, I'm looking for bars with chairs.
Yeah.
I look at, find me an outside bar. We can go out there and get lit. You know what I'm saying? I can sit down.
The funny thing is, I told you niggas the same thing when we were younger. Do you remember?
No, I don't. Tell us what you told me, but I didn't.
Pav, you may remember, but when we were sitting down at Pav's crib, it was me, you, Lotto, Kendall. I was about to heat Kendall. I mean, you ever seen Kendall? Where's Kendall at? What is he doing?
He good. We talk every now and then. He'll hit me up. He good.
Yeah, man. I used to be the crew, bro.
He good.
We not Lotto. Was Carmen San Diego. I don't know where this nigga at.
Did you say this nigga Carmen San Diego?
Where in the world is this Galato?
Lotto good, G. I see Lotto every time I come back, man. Lotto good, bro.
If you cry laughing, you said, this nigga Lotto be popping up whatever city you in. You're like, nigga, how'd you get here?
And nigga then one time nigga was in Vegas. I'm like, he's like, yeah, where you at? Like, I'm in Vegas, nigga. I'm in Vegas. Why you here, though? like, why you here, though, nigga?
I thought Kid was going to murder somebody when nigga had Joker writing on the wall. My God.
What are we doing here? Like, honestly, what are we doing here?
But I saw Chanel the other day, bro.
Fuck time out, man. Go back to what Chanel you were talking like? About, man.
She still lives around the crib.
Oh.
Interesting times. Good thing is no one else understands this but us. But what was my topic? What was I talking about?
You were talking about something you told us when we were younger.
Oh, we're talking about gathered amongst people. To hear Scott say, I don't even want to be in a bar unless I have a section. When we were like
young whippersnappers.
You would say it was like 23. It was like fucking 23, bro.
21.
That was a
whole
last decade ago.
I mean, we used to be at John Crib consistently. I mean, when do we have the
shout out my grandma? That was like during we would like every big game we kind of my crib.
True, dude. But as I'm older, I realized
you had that HD TV with no HD. That was always hilarious to me.
Nigga, internet was garbage.
My internet was terrible.
I remember before I even met Lotto or Kendall like that, we used to go over and your computer was like so much better than ours. And I thought it was like the greatest thing ever. Years later, you still had the same computer.
I don't know, nigga,
why is this here? But we used to all chill and you all talking, man, what are we going to go out to? Let's get a place. And I'm like, man, we're already chilling right here. We got a game on. Just get some beer or something. He was like, nigga, we don't want to do that. But now, as we're older.
Now I realized I was just an old.
You were
just
soul.
An always old head, nigga. I'm be 33 in 5 months. You damn right. I want to sit down.
Even now, like, come over. I don't want to go out. Come over. Bring. We can do the same shit.
This is just a natural thing of what happens. You just get older. You're like, I'm not sure I want to go out like that.
You want to go to dinner? I'll get a chef, G. Come on, get a chef. Make us tacos, nigga. Let's go.
Fire.
Look. And also, I know when it's time for me to go.
That's true.
Yeah, facts.
I know.
So, what's your average time? What time do you arrive at a bar?
I can arrive at a bar. In my stage right now, I'm not trying to be out late, bro.
What time do you arrive at a bar?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been to arrive at a bar, I want to say, depending on the place. Well, okay, you said a bar. If I arrive at a bar, maybe like 10:30, 11.
What time I'm not arriving at 10:30, 11, nigga. Around 11, I'm thinking that's I got an hour left till I'm leaving.
Nah, yeah, like 11, no, like, I'm okay, ready to take that. If I'm going to Delilah and I'm like going like for night purposes, I'll probably get there around like 10:30, 11. And if I'm leaving out, I probably won't leave out about like 1:30. So I could be
Still different. When we were younger, I would get it. We'd get like 10:30, 11, and it'd be 2. And of course, it's Chicago, so stuff is closing down. I'm like, man.
No, it's not. Stuff is open till 4. In Chicago,
maybe now. I don't know.
Back then it was too.
No, it was always the majority.
There was some spots, not all.
You always had. You always had 4 a.m. Yes, but you always had 4 a.m. bars.
Of course,
which we would go to.
They were considered the after party bars.
Which we would go to.
Of course we would, but still, that's what I said. But what do we thought, man? What places is open at 4? You know what I'm saying? What place is still open?
There used to be this place. It was this club. It was like a Asian club right in Wicker. It's called Ohm or something like that. Like anytime you go to Crocodile would close, and then you go to Ohm.
I remember Ohm.
Yeah, now?
It was never fun, by the way.
Huh?
It was never fun, by the way, Ohm. It was just like a means to keep drinking.
True. 4 o'clock now, bro? I want to be at home.
That's nasty activity. Like if I'm out at 4 a.m., I've done something wrong.
You're right.
Why am I still out right now, bro? What am I doing?
I just realized it's a young person's game. And I thought I was going to be, I was younger and I was like 23. I was going to be disappointed at getting older that I couldn't do the things I could. Not anymore. I enjoy it. I enjoy being at home. But you know, I realized I've always enjoyed being at home. I was always a homebody, old head nigga. And that was me. Niggas, let's go to a bar. I'm like, why? Let's just go drink here, nigga. We chilling. Oh, let's meet some hoes. I'm like, I'm not going to want to talk to them. But of course, what John knows is different for you, nigga. You want to have the vibes with the women you're with. You want to talk to them sweetly and intellectually. I don't want to hear that.
Tim, tell me your innermost thoughts.
What are you feeling right now?
I do want to know the innermost thoughts.
Is the vibe pleasing you?
But yeah. Is everything going well on your end?
So how does it feel my last question is get off my damn lawn, niggas. Because we're all in one way or form, we are all approaching that get off my lawn.
I try to like curve it and just be like curb and be like, you know what? There's people there's literally a whole generation under you let the generation under you be the generation under you, because it was people over you when you were your age and you were just doing whatever. So I always try to like be like, let me just release and not act that way.
Hey bro, I try to at least
search after it and get like involved with it, just like see what's going on and see why you like this. Oh, okay, this is dope. All right. I wouldn't do it, but all right.
True. I mean, I went to Beauty Bar 2019, of course, before the pandemic.
You going to Beauty Bar is hilarious.
It's hilarious, nigga.
That's a very hilarious visual.
It's just a bar.
But that's why it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny as fuck though.
First of all, ever since I got out, I go to more bars than I've been since I was young, but they're typically just chill. And I know what drinks I like now. I want a gin and tonic. And if I'm not having a gin and tonic,
who are you, Sean Connery, nigga?
It's first of all, there was vodka shaken, not stirred. Remember that. I'm not drinking vodka. But a gin and tonic is such a chill drink to have. But as I was saying, went to Beauty Bar with her, and these two shorties, they probably look like they just hit 21. They're on a dance floor in bra and panties. And I'm like, bro, this isn't a club. What are you doing? On top of that, what are you doing? I felt so old in that moment. I'm like, go put some clothes on. No one here is doing that. This is a straight up bar with a dance floor. Behind us, everybody's chilling. And that's when I realized, and I had barely turned 29. I was like, yep, I'm old now. I'm cool with that.
I'm fine with it. Like I said, I look on Instagram, I'm like, man, y'all niggas get it in. Y'all have fun. And like Pav said, maybe this weekend I want to go out. Fine, that party will always be there. That party is going nowhere.
It's gonna be there.
And like, right. Chicago niggas is going crazy because y'all got a weather limit.
First of all, y'all got
a little month period to get it in.
First of all, I've always enjoyed going out in the winter in LA way more than the summer.
Winter in LA
is incredible. Way better. LA summer is too
LA
many
summer
people out.
Is overrated.
Rated. Bro. It's too many people out. It's too fucking hot. It's shit going on all day. The winter time is when the real ones are made.
Yeah. That's the
fucking Champions League, nigga. Yeah. If you out on a Wednesday in December, you do this shit, nigga. You do this shit.
Got your little coat for a little breeze at night. You know
you
what
do
saying?
This shit, dog.
Are we going to a day party in June, rookie?
Oh, you going to brunch? I know.
You going to brunch? Okay, I know. Go to brunch in November, nigga.
The fuck you talking about?
Yeah.
Go to brunch with the elements, nigga.
Go to brunch. You got to bring a little windbreak outside.
You niggas sound like Marine Corps veterans, and I'm crying right now.
We are LA veterans, bro. And we are 3 years away from being for a decade.
It's so funny when I see people, because you know, I talk to some of my like little cousin, homegirls. Someone just moved out here. I'd be like, gee, it's so
the
funny.
The new batches, they're learning things.
Like, gee, it's so funny.
Yeah, we learned years ago.
They be wanting to go out so much. Be like, last night, yo, I got home at 6 a.m. last night. What the fuck were you doing? I'd just be like, what the fuck? I'd be like, what?
Now you're tired.
now it's noon and you're sleepy as shit and your whole day's thrown off.
And now you're mad at your boss because he actually wants you to do things.
First of all, after in LA, after 2 a.m., there's nothing that
there's
you really should want
to
do.
You need to be doing,
there's
right.
Nothing you need to be doing. Anywhere else, everybody's coked up. Why do you want to be there? If you're not doing drugs, why are you going? Go home.
Like, and if you're a guy, I was a regular coke user being out. Niggas is supercharged.
Like, them niggas be 4 a.m. with all the energy, nigga.
Like, even shout out to the homegirl, Kenya. Like, she'll come to town. Like, we coming in time for a BET weekend, a Grammy week. I don't give a shit.
Have fun. How many times
I done BET weekend and Grammy weekend?
That's the worst weekend in the history of Los Angeles.
That's the weekend I want to be in the house, nigga.
That is a terrible weekend. Nigga, BET weekend this year?
Oh,
no. Lock me
nasty.
Up. Lock me up.
Nasty.
Lock me up, bro. Lock. I don't want to deal with it. Lock me up.
Right, niggas are already fighting at the W rooftop.
See, niggas going to be out here with their rented cars.
Niggas out here getting folded on the W rooftop.
I saw that. Somebody got folded up with a goddamn Clase Azul bottle. Whack the nigga with the Clase Azul. They beat a nigga in the pool. And then when they got the nigga out the pool, one of the niggas who was like beating bro up, one of his homies came and whacked him with a Clase Azul bottle, which is funny because them bottles heavy as hell, bro. That's an ornament. You got smacked with an ornament.
Is Phoenix really just better than Denver?
Yeah.
What's the score? I ain't turning.
It's 28-22.
Yeah, oh, okay. And Denver is just hurt. They just don't have enough.
We're gonna wrap this up. I think we gave y'all a good hour. I didn't want to, you know, give y'all anything less than that. Like I said, we're going to put out a Mr. Persons report for Damien. We do not know where this nigga's at. We're gonna find out.
I realize why that nigga be wanting to party so hard. It's because of the military. You realize when you young nigga, you basically get your life stolen from you at 18 years old. And them niggas go out and party because the life is so stressful outside of that. Think about it, outside of party, niggas have regular lives. You know what I'm saying? It's not every day for a person who's not in the military. That nigga life was governed for a certain period of time.
Governed.
So that nigga has an extended amount of let's go out and let's party, let's do that. Or not party, but let's just drink. So on top of that, niggas in the military have just an insane tolerance for alcohol. So I understand. Yeah. I'm not drinking that much when I come there, but
I'm gonna be on a go to pace myself this weekend. I don't wanna be hungover on Saturday. I really don't.
I don't really get hungover that much anymore because I know what it do to me and I know what it's supposed and I know how right. much I need.
Yeah, exactly. If it was just me and you, done. Yeah, it'd be different. We were this nigga. So we gonna see. We'll be back. Shit. We probably not gonna have an OT this week, will we? We can record it, but it probably won't be out till Saturday. Yeah, anyway, we'll figure it out. Anyway, you follow us at Barchester Scott, at Flows and Alini, at Pappy World. Go to pappyverse.com right now. Keep streaming, keep streaming. My show, I'm not going to hold you, is coming this month. Hopefully, we start shooting next week. Look out for that on HMB TV. And yeah, man, we out, man. Y'all have a safe week. And stop wilding out so much. It's going to be hot as fuck this week. So y'all be good. We out.